Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Well, Matt, good morning, and I hope you have a happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, Betsy. Thank you.
I'm calling. Damn near Russia. I hope they fight like hell at the DNR. Oh, my goodness. Can't they countersue?
Well, think about it, Betsy. I mean, what rational state and what rational judge would issue an injunction against the DNR testing wastewater for cancer chemicals? I mean, that's what they do. That's what they do. And yet.
Well, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I really think this is the beginning of the water wars. I mean, they let Foxconn come in here. I think Foxconn, they're here for the water, to be honest. I mean, conspiracy theories all you want. But, you know, and it's going that way. Bottled water is going to be privatized. I mean, we're going to have to pay for everything. And water is the gift of life. I'm so, like, grateful for you, Matt, that you bring these things up and share it with us all. I mean, I have friends at Black Hawk Island, and you know, the Enbridge and the leaking, and it's just like, oh my God, what has happened to our state? We really do have to turn this around. I don't know how, but we have to. I hope people wake up, Republican or not. It's just, I mean, this is just wrong. You take care. Thanks so much for letting me spout.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Betsy. No, I think you once again hit the nail on the head. You know, what's going on here is, you said Foxconn, one of the deals that Walker signed on, that Walker got taken to the cleaners. One of the things he signed on it, they could discharge up to about, I don't know, 6 million gallons of wastewater into Lake Michigan, directly into Lake Michigan, and they did not have to file an environmental impact statement. So we didn't really know what they were discharging. Who in their right mind would sign a something like that with a foreign company, a Chinese company, because their major operation is in China, not Taiwan. And remember, Taiwan's name, legal name, is Republic of China. The mainland is People's Republic of China. Both speak Han Chinese. If you take a look at the business practices in mainland China, you're going to let them discharge 6 million gallons of wastewater that you're not going to test or even ask for an environmental impact statement? Are you kidding me? And then here you have the manufacturer saying, we don't want the DNR to even test wastewater at all because Voss and his crew haven't put in a line in the statute that says you can test wastewater. That's ridiculous. That's why you have administrative agencies. Administrative agencies are supposed to test water. Yes, they test lakes, rivers, streams, and groundwater, but they should test spot check wastewater because that's where it's coming from. And you are exactly right. First of all, I don't want to drink bottled water. Nobody does. Secondly, these companies resist paying for it. They say it's not their fault. Third, the state says they'll pay for it for a while. The minute the Republicans get in, they won't. You'll have to buy bottled water. You want to buy, you know how much it is? What, $1 a bottle or something? And who wants to drink bottled water? Cook with bottled water because you don't want carcinogens in the meat and the vegetables. Give me a break. This is very easily handled. Test the wastewater and tell those companies you have to stop manufacturing that way. Be safer. Pay a few more bucks. Pass it on to the customer. And don't put carcinogens into the water. How difficult is that? Really, how difficult is that? Betsy, thanks for calling. We're going back to the lines. East Side Dave, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, East Side Dave?
Hello. I appreciated your last caller and the subject. And I got to say, I feel guilty that I do drink bottled water. I buy it by the case. Fortunately, it's imported from Wisconsin. Get it? What I don't like is that the last two apartments I've lived in the Madison and Monona areas, you know, your water comes out smelling like chlorine, And I actually had a nice woman come over and test that water for me in the Monona place. And she informed me that they go through a lot of trouble. She's apparently a city employee. They go through a lot of trouble and expense to test and monitor the water here. But still, what I say is that I just keep thinking back to about maybe 15 years ago, I was reading the Isthmus, and they said that someone had a report that we had the in Wisconsin still some of the best water and soil left in the world. And now, so Matt, what I did was I ordered this thing about from a highfalutin water filtration system company, and it was truly shocking. I mean, there's so much in the water, and it's hard for us to worry about all of it. But my God, man, I don't know what to say.
You know, you're making a good point, and I'll tell you what. And you're talking Madison, which I don't think there are forever chemicals in the water in Madison. And even then, there are other kind of filtration issues and so on. I mean, clean water, Betsy said it before, it's the stuff of life. I mean, that is the basis of life. Why are we permitting a state like Wisconsin with the cleanest water in the country and the world, really, in many respects? I mean, Minnesota was too, but why are we permitting manufacturers to discharge poison into it? And by that, I mean cancer-causing chemicals that last forever, forever chemicals. Why are we permitting that when it could be avoided by simple changes in manufacturing processes that might be a little more expensive that can be passed on in the cost of products? I mean, you can't dump cyanide in the water anymore. Why should you be able to dump forever chemicals? Why should you be able to dump forever chemicals? And, you know, and the thing is, the crazy arguments they're using is, well, Voss hasn't put something specific in the law. Voss isn't the king. Voss is a tool. He's a servant. He's a policy mule for the Republican donor cartel. That's all Voss is. Illegitimate gerrymandered district. And people are putting up with this. You know, it's one thing for Wisconsin to say, all right, we want this and we want that conservative or on taxes. It's another thing to say, we are willing to turn over our fresh water to manufacturers to poison. That's a very different thing, very, very different thing. And I am sad to report that that's what's happening. So Eastside Dave, as always, thanks for calling in. Another thing that the Wisconsin Republicans are doing, you know, they were doing it. DeSantis in Florida was doing this. They're moving to block vaccine passports in Wisconsin. The Republicans in Wisconsin. I made fun of this the other day in Florida. I never dreamed that they would do it in this state. In Florida, DeSantis, terrible governor, he's the guy that brought a felony prosecution against a woman whistleblower in their health department, the environmental department, who simply said in an email to colleagues, not even to the press, the numbers that the governor is putting out about deaths from COVID are not accurate. There are actually many more, and here they are. And it's true what she said, by the way. He brings a felony charge against her, sends police officers with a warrant to hold guns on their little daughter, preschool daughter, and husband holding her while they go through the house, take her computer, and say that the email address that she used, she shouldn't have sent anymore because she left her job, you know, a couple of months or weeks before that. And she pointed out two things. One is, you left it on my computer. You didn't tell me I couldn't use it. It's simply a communication device. These are my colleagues. And secondly, a lot of this is public record. Yeah, I could have gone and I could have sent a letter to all of them at my expense, which is fine. Why don't I email them for that felony in Florida? Very, very much like Belarus, Venezuela, Cuba, very much like territories that are influenced by people like Putin. That's what DeSantis is, and he's one of the front runners after Trump, the Republican nominee for president in 2024. But I never thought it would come to Wisconsin. What they have done is Voss and the gang are putting in plans to block vaccine passports. Now, under the First Amendment, they can't say that I can't have a vaccine passport. I can have whatever I want. So if I want to put together a document called a vaccine passport, and I have been vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine at Froedtert Hospital in Milwaukee, and they did provide me with a written certification of that, and I can laminate it and put it in my wallet, they can't stop that. What they were trying to stop is the notion that this will be widespread, that something somehow there's something good to stop vaccinations and, you know, bring court actions where they have to intimidate people. That's what they're doing. That is what they are doing. That is what they are doing. And this isn't Florida. This is Wisconsin. It is Wisconsin. Going to the lines. We have a little time before the break. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. By the way, you want a T-shirt? Leave your address again with Luke. What's on your mind today, Mark? And I'll probably respond to it after the break. What's up?
No problem. I wonder what these Republicans think the end result of this is going to be, because my, you know, a little historical context, that what, and fallen republics are days of late republics, such as Rome. I mean, then politicians, it came to the point where politicians could go anywhere with a full cadre of bodyguards around them for fear of assassination. I mean, and that's what happens in some of these other countries. That, and for these Republicans here in the United States, I mean, we all are heavily armed in this country. What makes them think that they're going to be safe? Because they might not be safe, you know, going into the restroom. I mean,
Well, you know, it's sad, and I don't advocate violence, but I think what you're getting at the point is that when they become this oppressive, Voss and his gang, this oppressive, we do not countenance violence. We argue against it. It's no good. That's a QAnon thing. But what's happening is we're getting so divided that it's starting to lead to some things. We've got to stop it. We're going to a break. I'm going to respond a little further, Mark, after the break. But the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. There are other callers on the line, by the way. Do not hang up. Please do not hang up. I will get back to you, too. A lot more back after the break.